You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Gylfi Sigurdsson to score and Swansea to win was 3-1, now 4-1. And Callum Wilson to score and Bournemouth to win was 10-1. That's been enhanced to 14-1. Bob Bradley gone after just 11 games in charge. And the board apparently taken 48 hours to mull over their options. Let's hope they're not leaving the decision to the same person that went with Bradley in the first place. The amount of people that said, "I knew this wouldn't work" after he was fired, seriously outweighed those that commented negatively straight after his appointment. Swansea versus Bournemouth. Will there be any sort of response here, Derek, from that firing by Swansea?
Well, there has to be, doesn't it? I mean, Swansea are relying on the new manager bounce, even though they haven't got a new manager in yet. I mean, even Harry Redknapp's thrown his hat into the ring. The negotiations have started now already with his dog, apparently. Swansea can't possibly be as bad as they have been. I mean, because it was clear. I mean, they were losing heavily to ordinary sides, and it was clear. I mean, that wasn't just being useless. That was all the signs of a team that weren't turning it on for the manager. A few weeks ago, I said, you've got to give him time. But sometimes it becomes clear it's not a happy marriage. It becomes clear very, very quickly. And he had to go looking at the results. I didn't know what to make of him when he first... To be honest, I didn't write him off when he first came because, he'd proved his worth on the international arena. I know it's different, but still, I thought you've got to give him a chance, got to give him a bit of time. But he had to go. And Swansea have got to improve. They couldn't possibly play as badly as they have been because they're just shipping goals to put and not looking like scoring. It's whether you fancy Bournemouth there at 13-8. A Bournemouth side I can never catch right. I would just wish I hadn't seen their performance against Arsenal in defeat a few weeks ago, because I've lost a few bob on them since then, backing them thinking this is a tidy side, and they've done nothing since then. The 3-0 defeat at Chelsea on Boxing Day was no disgrace, I suppose. But I just don't see enough goals from them, to be honest. I should be backing them. Given how bad Swansea are, I should be backing Bournemouth there. But I know that Swansea are going to improve. I'm going to go for the draw at 12-5, mainly because I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, it's biggest of the three prices as well, the draw at 12-5, as you would imagine. Swansea actually scored twice in both league games against Bournemouth last season, but didn't win either match. They drew 2-2 at home and lost 3-2 away from home. And, Tom, they just haven't been able to deal with crosses into the box, really. We saw that against West Ham. Andy Carroll had an absolute field day against them. Was it the right decision, or should Bob Bradley have been given the January transfer window to try and work things out?
No, it's definitely the right decision, because I think to all intents and purposes there was not even a glimmer that they were getting any better. I mean, I'll put this question to you both: if Swansea had sacked Bob Bradley before Palace sacked Pardew, and say Sam Allardyce was the overwhelming, front runner for both jobs because of his record at Sunderland and how he kept them up, do you think he'd have taken the Swansea job?
Allardyce.
Well, given the choice, No, I think he'd have taken the Palace job.
But and if the Swansea job had come up and the Palace job hadn't, do you think he'd have sort of bided his time a little bit? Do you think he'd have taken it?
No, I think he'd have taken it.
Would you?
I think he'd have taken it, yeah.
Because the reason I ask that question is because I look at the Swansea squad and I think, Allardyce will have looked at the Palace squad and thought, yeah, there's a lot of money that's been spent, but there's also some quality there. I look down this Swansea squad and I really don't know where any coach is going to do with this team. And you cannot underestimate the importance of someone like Ashley Williams. There's no big characters left in this team whatsoever. Sigurdsson is a fine player, but he's a player who is a decent mid-table Premier League player and a match winner on his day. But I look around the side and I look around the squad and I think there is not a lot there now. And they're relying on young players at the back that are making elementary mistakes. Put a lot of faith, for example, in Alfie Mawson, the young centre-back they signed in the summer. And I just don't see anybody coming in and turning this around. I really don't, because the way they're shipping goals. I can't see the personnel being there that's going to turn it around. And I don't see them spending the kind of money that they're going to need to spend in January to turn it around. Just goes to show, Swansea were the epitome of a well-run club. Bournemouth enviously looked at a team like Swansea, a few years ago when they were in League One, and thought, that's what we want to do. Southampton. There were so many teams that were looking at Swansea, and it's just amazing how quick it can all unravel, and I think they're going down. And I think Bournemouth, I keep wanting to back them because I like them. but that's not enough for me, is it now? Because I'm looking at results and I'm looking at particularly away from home. I always think they're a good away side, but they've only won one of their 9 away games. They've lost 6 of those away games, and I must have backed them maybe in half of those games and I've come short. But this is the one they've got to win, surely. I mean, West Ham, mentioned earlier, West Ham are doing all right, But they scored four at a canter against Swansea. And Bournemouth are a better side than West Ham in my eyes. So I think Bournemouth win this game. And I can't see there not being loads of goals. So you can either, I'd be happy with a Bournemouth victory and both teams to score. No problem there at 7-2. But also the Bournemouth winning over 2.5 goals at 13-5. I can't see Swansea turning it around that quick.
Next permanent Swansea manager, Chris Coleman 2-1. Ryan Giggs 2-1. Gary Rowett is 5-1. Paul Clement 6-1. Harry Redknapp 7-1. Alan Pardew 8-1. Roy Hodgson 10-1. 20-1 and bigger the rest. Any insight, Tom, into who's going to get the job?
Well, no, but the only thing with that list is that there are not a lot of people there until you get to Harry Redknapp with vast amounts of Premier League experience. Chris Coleman's got a bit, hasn't he? But apart from that, you know, you're just going to take a punt on somebody. For me, for Swansea now, I heard Swansea be described by somebody who knows the club very well as basically they've not changed how they've been run from when they were in the fourth division. And that was good to a point, but now it's not good. They need to think a little bit bigger. And I think they still think they can sign £300,000 players like they did for a period and then sell them on for massive profit. You know, the recruitment's dried up. So I think for me, they've just got to get somebody ready for next season. So I don't know, Rowett or maybe even Ryan Giggs.
I quite like Alan Pardew in that market because 8-1, Derek, you know he's going to come in and you'll have results for maybe 3 or 4 months and that might be enough to keep them up before he goes on his 12-month downturn.
Yeah, 8-1 is a big price. Yeah, Coleman. I mean, I don't see what's in it for him to take that job. Yeah. There must be. You know, he's so short in the betting. There must be some. You know, most serious consideration for him. But I think he'd be foolish to take it, to be honest. But yeah, Pardew wouldn't. I wouldn't argue with that. Although the Swansea supporters probably would.
Where's Gary Monk in that list?
Good.
No, as long as he's not there, that's fine.
He's 40-1.
Ah, there you go. That's fine. I can relax. Biggest mistake they've made.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.